This is Patricia Raskin Positive Living on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. The program that brings you practical strategies and positive solutions to help you live the kind of life you really want. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the second hour of Patricia Raskin Positive Living. We have a joyous guest on today. Her name is Joy, and I've said to her many times, boy, when your mother named you, she picked the right name. My guest is Joy Feldman, and her book is Joyful Cooking, In the Pursuit of Good Health, Restore and Heal Through Nutritional Balancing. And what's so interesting about Joy is that Joy went through her own tremendous health crisis, and I mean real health crisis, with food. And it brought her to her knees, literally, and where she was on her knees and really couldn't move. And she, through natural ways and through working with a lot of alternative practitioners, and she's going to talk about that, healed herself. And what is so interesting about Joy is that Joy was a practicing attorney and went through this health crisis, got the help she needed, and then said to the practitioner, this is so terrific, I'm going to learn how to do this, and became certified as a nutritionist and is now helping people all over the country to balance their lives. Because there are so many people who have allergies and who have problems due to food. Welcome, beautiful Joy Feldman.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Before we begin our conversation,
yes,
I just would like to say that my heart goes out to everybody today for September 11th. And on a personal note, my husband did deploy right after 9/11. So everyone out there, please thank the men and women that protect this country today.
Absolutely. And I want to say at the beginning of the program, I interviewed for a few minutes a friend of mine, Robin Stern, who just wrote a book, Project Rebirth, Survival and Strength of the Human Spirit from 9/11 Survivors. And it's a companion to the documentary film Rebirth, which, again, year after year, Jim Whittaker and his film interviewed 8 people. And this is on the anniversary of the attacks. And these people were directly affected by the events of 9/11. They used 5 of these subjects and their words as the basis of this documentary film, Rebirth, which premiered at the Sundance Film Festival in 2011. Based on the film, the book Project Rebirth allows the powerful rediscovery stories of these individuals. And Dr. Robin Stern, who's a psychologist and a friend of mine and a colleague, wrote the book, which is the companion. So just want to tell all of you that today, in remembrance of 9/11, log on to projectrebirth.org. It's a living history of the human spirit coping with disaster. And the 2 things Robin said on the show in the 5 minutes she was on is she thinks it's a day of hope and a day of love. All right, so Joy, I want to address something when Todd was talking about ways to find happiness. We had a caller call in, and her question was, well, does nutrition play a part in this?
Yes.
Why don't you speak to that?
Yes, nutrition plays a
role. Come closer to the mic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Nutrition plays a role in your overall wellness, mental health. When the energy in the body is low and people are depleted and they're not eating properly, you know, just think about how you feel. You're tired. You can't respond well to what's going on around you. High-energy people are usually outgoing and filled with life. Food is what powers the body. So if you have proper nutrition and you eat foods that are rich in minerals, such as proteins and vegetables, and stay away from the sugary junk foods, the processed foods, you're nourishing your body, and that helps build your energy, and the energy helps to build people
Absolutely.
Out of depression.
Right. And something that you made me aware of that I didn't realize, because I have been a big fish eater, I love fish, and you said you really have to be careful because of the mercury. Now, I went on the internet and looked up what the mercury content was of certain fishes, and then they have a list of the highest, middle, and low, you know, fish that are fairly safe in terms of low mercury content. And so I'm starting to look at that now.
Yes. I ask people to stay away from the large fish, shark, swordfish, tilefish. The large fish eat the small fish, and so you get twice the amount of mercury. So the best fish that I recommend to people are sardines, the small fish. Just a serving actually provides a tremendous amount of omega-3s, which are very good for the brain and nervous system, moods. And I would say salmon is good, maybe a couple of times a month. The smaller fish are your safer fish.
All right. Now, I want to just say something about you, Joy. Joy Feldman is a nutritional consultant, writer, and lecturer. She received her undergraduate and graduate training from University of Pennsylvania and later pursued her law degree from the University of Miami. After years of furthering her education, Joy received her certificate in biochemical nutritional balancing science. She has a worldwide private practice and instructs new practitioners of how this new science can help to restore the body and mind to its potential. So, folks, you need to call in soon with these questions. You have allergies to certain things. You might break out after you eat certain foods. You might, again, have acid reflux after certain foods, or you just feel sluggish, or you get tired, or just something's wrong when and you don't know why often after you eat. Give us a call because Joy can certainly help you. 438-9776, 800-321-9776. You're also offering something special to our listeners today, Joy.
Yes. If any of the listeners call in the next 24 hours to 401-855-8800, I'm offering a 30-minute free consultation.
Oh, that's wonderful. So we're going to have to say that slowly because
okay.
They're all going to say, what was that number?
Okay. 401-855-8800.
Okay,
401-855-8800.
It's a half an hour complimentary consultation by Joy. Or they can write to you within 24 hours.
Yes.
And that would be?
You can go onto my website and there's a contact link.
Which is Joy Feldman.
My website is joyfeldman.com. And the email address is joy@joyfeldman.com.
I think that's pretty easy.
Yes.
If you forget all that and you say, oh, she talked to some, just write to me. You'll remember Patricia Raskin, I hope. Patricia@patriciaraskin.com and say, who is that lovely lady that talked about nutrition that said she'd give me a half an hour complimentary consultation, but write to me within 24 hours because I have to stick within what Joy just said. All right. Now, Joy, let's talk about what people need to know. And, folks, do give us a call. So many of us, and I'm included, you know, I'll eat something and I won't feel right afterwards.
Right.
Or I'll eat something and I might even sometimes break out in a rash and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And so it's complex. And I know that's what you work with people.
Yes.
You determine that. So, folks, again, I mean, give us a call right here, 438-9776, and our phone is starting to ring. Or 800-321-9776. And Joy will do her best to answer the question. But again, you can't answer it unless people are tested.
Yes.
So let's talk about what you do with your testing.
Yes. What I do is called nutritional balancing science, and it's basically a way to bring the body into dynamic equilibrium. So what does that mean? It's a way to shift the body into balance. Now, nutritional balancing science is different than traditional Western medicine when we look at a disease and then we treat it. I'm not interested in the disease. What I do to help the body is I work at the cellular level. And we have five different methodologies that I employ. But the one way I can look at the cellular level is through the hair.
All right. Now, people have said, and you're going to
yes.
hear this because
yes.
I have to respond to, I can hear in my head my listeners. What do you mean hair analysis? That really doesn't work. Isn't that hocus pocus,
okay.
Joy?
Well, first let me just say, hair analysis is a simple test. It's a basically a little biopsy. You clip the hair, and it gives us a window into the cells. And the cells are the site of all metabolic
Why
activity.
Why the hair? Why does the hair work?
Well, it works because it gives us an idea of what's going on in the body. I mean, everything gets, you know, deposited into the hair, the minerals. And plus, it's not painful. I don't have to biopsy your liver or, you know, your
just
organs.
Just take a little bit of the hair. If the person's just had their hair colored, they may have to wait a couple weeks.
Right. If you have your hair colored, I ask people to wait 2 weeks.
All right. Now we have a call from Astrid in New York.
Okay.
Astrid, your call and your question for Joy Feldman.
Hi, Joy.
Hi, Astrid.
Hi. My question is, I guess, two parts. I wanted to hear your thoughts on grains in a diet because we get so much conflicting information about that, and also about raw foods. Just confused about, the health qualities of those things.
Thank you.
And also, thanks for calling in from New York.
Yes,
terrific.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome.
Great questions. First question on grains. Part of this program is I do take people off of wheat. Wheat has been hybridized, which means it's been bred to be resistant to diseases, and the mineral content in the wheat is low compared to 50 to 75 years ago. And part of this whole program to get people energy so they don't have depression, anxiety, degenerative diseases, to help prevent cancers, is to give the body as much mineral-rich food as you can. And wheat, sadly today, whether it's whole wheat, organic wheat, multigrain products, they don't provide the same amount of nutrients that we've seen 50, 75 years ago. So what I'm looking to do is maybe replace it with some brown rice, some millet, some other grains that are not inflammatory to the body. Wheat's inflammatory, and it puts weight right on everybody. Okay. So that's one of the easy things. The raw foods, her second part of the question. Not a fan of raw, uncooked food for a few reasons.
It's controversial, isn't it, raw food? It's controversial in a way.
It is controversial. I just see in my practice most people have very weak digestive systems. You know, if you talk to most people today, they have gas, they have bloating, they have constipation, they have loose stools, they have indigestion. I mean, it's a major problem today. When you cook the food, you open the fibers so that the body can more readily absorb the nutrients.
Yes, but are you killing the enzymes?
You know, the research out recently is saying, no, we're actually getting better antioxidant absorption when we cook our food. I know, it's very interesting new research, yes. It's come out over the last year. So cooking, whether you bake your food, they say steam it, you're actually getting a higher antioxidant count. Plus, now the body's able to absorb it. And the other reason I'm not a huge fan of raw food is there's lots of bacteria on foods. And if you hear, you know, the E. coli and the tomatoes and the lettuce, cook it, you kill a lot of the bacteria.
Hey, Astrid, did that answer your question? Do you have any more questions?
You don't want to waste the food you eat on food that isn't going to be helpful to you.
Well, we didn't hear the first part of what you said, Astrid. So say that.
Oh, I just said that it sounds like you don't want to waste the food that you're eating on or the energy that you're getting from food and the nutrition you're getting from food on food that isn't going to be helpful to you.
Right.
So, instead of eating wheat, you might eat, you know, rice, and that you'll actually get more out of that.
Correct. Correct.
Consuming that together.
Correct.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are you listening online?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Terrific. And you can watch us as you're listening online. So, folks, tell your friends from out of state. Thanks so much, Astrid, for calling and for listening in. People from all over the country and all over the world can listen right now. They just have to go on to 630WPRO.com, and they can even see Joy and me, and I'm holding up Joy's wonderful book, Joyful Cooking and the Pursuit of Good Health. You know, I have to tell you, so I have to tell the audience, it's a little personal thing, but the gym I go to, your mother goes to.
Yes.
And I saw your mother in the gym. We're in the pool, right? She's in the pool. I'm standing above the pool and saying, I have to tell you something. The name that you gave to your daughter, I said, is the perfect name. And she said, you know, it's the truth. I'm not kidding. She's really a joy. And she lives with you.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
I mean, to hear that.
Lucky.
I tell these stories because, folks, we hear so much about people who are fighting and having problems and blah, blah, blah. You know what? When we hear about good marriages and good families and happiness, I like to say it right here on the air. Because it's really important.
Yes.
It's lovely.
Yes, thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we will have some more time with Joy Feldman. And we want to talk about an event that she's going to be at, a tasting and book signing event. And this will be on the 22nd, right? And
yes.
It will be at, tell us again.
Rhode Island Kitchen and Bath, and that's 139 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick, Rhode Island.
All right, and we have a free offer for you with a consultation. Just stay on, and we'll hear it right after the break. You're listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO. And our guest is Joy Feldman, author of Joyful Cooking. Stay tuned. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. And we are on the web at 630WPRO.com. I have a joy-filled guest. Her name is Joy Feldman. Her book is Joyful Cooking in the Pursuit of Good Health, Restore and Heal Through Nutritional Balancing. We only have a few minutes left, so I want to tell you some things so that you can learn more about Joy. She's a nutritional consultant, writer, and lecturer. She has her law degree, And then after that, because of a crisis she went through, she received her certificate in biochemical nutritional balancing science. So just in a couple of minutes, what happened to you that made you make this incredible change in your life?
Yeah, I had been an attorney. I was practicing corporate law, doing mergers and acquisitions, and I really wasn't taking good care of myself. I was drinking a lot of diet soda, not eating properly. I personally had been a vegetarian at the time, and I wasn't a good vegetarian by any means. And I gave birth to my first child, and a few months after delivery, I literally couldn't walk. I couldn't sit on the toilet. I couldn't get from my room to my son's room some morning, who was just an infant. I would use the bars on his crib to pull me up because my joints were so locked up.
And you had testing, medical testing and all? You went the medical?
Yes, I did go the medical route, and I was positive for elevated ANAs and anti-DNAs, which is indicative of an autoimmune disease. But they weren't quite sure which disease I had. I didn't quite fit into any one category. At that point, they gave
And your husband is a physician.
Yes, my husband is a physician, and, you know, he went through it with me. And they just kept medicating me because that's really all they knew, and I was getting worse and worse. And I looked at my husband, and we had moved to Arizona for him to do his fellowship, and I said, I'm not going to spend my life like this. And I called the School of Massage there, and I asked for them to send me somebody who, you know, had a holistic approach because nothing else was working. And the woman they sent me came over, and she said to me, I have somebody who can help you. And I got connected with Dr. Lawrence Wilson, who is an MD who does not practice traditional medicine. He does nutritional balancing science. And in about 2 months, all of my blood work normalized. And my rheumatologist just looked at me, and he said, Joy, whatever you're doing, keep doing, he said, and you don't
need
to come back.
And since then, now you're working with this doctor that helped to heal you.
Yes, he is my mentor, and he's been encouraging me.
And you studied what he does so that you can
do this work. Yes, exactly. I can do this work and help others.
Well, so again, we only have how many minutes left, Jared? We have three, which is great. So we have time to share because we want you to get the information from Joy. So if you call Joy within 24 hours or you write to her, joy@joyfeldman.com, she's offering a 30-minute complimentary consultation, which is very generous. Your phone number is
401-855-8800.
401-855-8800. 855-8800. Or write to joy@joyfeldman.com. If you lose all that, write to me, Patricia, at patriciaraskin.com within 24 hours. Now, if you want to know more, you can actually go to a tasting and book signing event. And it is on September 22nd. You must go to Facebook and sign up because you have to sign in, correct?
Yes.
Tell more about this, Joy.
Yes. To register for the event, there's a few different ways. You can call 401-463-1550, and you can register that way. Also, you can email Alex, I'm going to spell this, A-L-E-X, Bella, B-E-L-L-A, events, that's all one word, @gmail.com.
And what about just going onto Facebook?
Yes, there's an event set up on Facebook.
On your page.
Yeah, on my page where you will link directly to a contact. And there's also a web, like an actual page set up called Joy in the Kitchen at Facebook. My page on Facebook where you can also link in is JHF Nutritional Consulting. And there are links there to connect you to register.
And also, if they forget all that, they can go to Joy Feldman on Facebook.
Yeah.
And then they would find you because you're in Rhode Island.
They can go to JHF Nutritional Consulting to find me, yes.
All right.
Or they can go to my website and register as well. There are
joyfeldman.com.
joyfeldman.com.
Right. She would love to have you come to this incredible tasting and book signing event. The food samplings are by Chef Chris Oliveri.
Correct.
And so they'll be all healthy foods.
Yes, they will. Right
all
from
right.
the book.
So
yes.
Indulge in select samples of Joy's favorite recipes from her book, Joyful Cooking and the Pursuit of Good Health. Meet and greet wonderful Joy Feldman, who is a joy, for this delicious and delightful book signing event. And I'm going to try to be there. In fact, I am going to be
yes,
there.
Yes, you are.
So I would certainly love for you to meet you as well. All right. So again, folks, before we go, if you want to learn more about Joy's book and her work, remember, she has been through this personally. She was a patient of the doctor who helped her, who works with a holistic approach. She does hair analysis. And again, she now is licensed in this way of helping people with nutrition. And she helps you restore and heal through nutritional balancing. Again, log on to joyfeldman.com. And you can call her, which is, I think I'm going to try to remember this,
855-8800. That's correct.
All right, 401-885-8800. And within 24 hours, she will offer you a half an hour consultation, complimentary, or write to her, joy@joyfeldman.com, or write to me, Patricia@patriciaraskin.com. It's been a pleasure to have you on this program.
Thank you so much.
All right, and up next is Dr. Bruzzese on from Tollgate Imaging on diagnostic imaging. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM, and we're on the web at 630WPRO.com. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.